Hello and welcome to the Keisha M. White podcast. I am your host, Keisha White. I am a website and brand designer for women in coaching, speaking, and consulting. I also have an online course called Brand for Success. Here on the podcast, I share strategies for web design and branding, and I also share tips for successfully running a business that you love. Let's get into the show. Okay, hello, good afternoon. I am Keisha White, and I help coaches and consultants position their businesses to attract more high caliber, high paying clients. So in today's quick video, I want to chat about how to position your business as the top option at what you do. So nowadays, consumers all have more options than ever before. Consumers are more informed. They're able to do more research before they make a purchase. They're able to do more comparing between different options before they make a purchase. And there are a lot more people who are doing similar things as what you do. So no matter what type of coach you are, whether you are a career coach, an executive coach, a life coach, whatever it is, there are hundreds of thousands of people who also do the same thing as you. So for success in business and for continuous growth, this is why it's crucial for you to position your business as the top option for the people that you really want to work with. And the reason why is because this will help you to attract more of your ideal clients. It will help to create less of that friction and that debate through the sales process of them wondering who should they go with as an option. By positioning yourself as the top option, you automatically rise to the top, and there is not even a debate, room for debate on are you a good fit, are you a great option or not. So I have three really quick tips on how to do this. So tip number one is to make sure you are extremely clear on the value that you bring to the table and what makes you different. And then relate this to your target clients. So let's say if you are, an executive coach or you're targeting employees who want to rise up to VP level positions. So depending on the type of employees you are working with, they are going to have different concerns with reaching those VP level roles. Like some of them maybe they have different racial concerns, like if they're minority Black employees and they have to navigate through that and try to rise up to the top positions. Maybe if they're a mom and they want to rise up to the top and they're balancing work with family. So depending on who you're targeting, they both may have the same goal, but they both may have different ways of achieving that goal based on their lifestyle and where they are in life. So first, to be able to do this well, you have to really get extremely clear on the audience that you want to serve with your services. So I guess for another example, like if you're a career coach, you maybe pick the level of career professional that you want to serve. Like, do you want to help people get their first job? Do you want to help a mid-level employee move up and get a raise? Do you want to help senior level employees? And make sure you understand what that person wants based on where they are. Because an entry-level employee, all they want is just to break into the door and get their first job. So communicating to them about getting a raise or getting a promotion is going to be irrelevant. So you want to communicate to them, definitely leave a heart or like if you join, thanks for joining. So you want to communicate to them about the specific benefit that's relevant to where they are. And then once you understand what that is, then get clear on what value do you provide to that person and what makes it unique, like your approach to the way you do coaching or consulting may be different based on your background. Maybe you've had different types of careers in the past that brings a unique mix to the table. Maybe you've coached different types of clients in the past and got great results, and that has helped you hone your expertise a lot better. So whatever it is that you can think of in your background that makes you different, and then knowing what value you provide to that unique specific target client, that immediately is going to set you apart as the best option for that client. Because when you can communicate that clearly, And specifically, you are automatically ahead of the rest of the options. So the second tip is to make sure you share examples of your work. So oftentimes people do this amazing work, they get great results, and they don't really share as many examples as they should in the online space of their success stories, of their successful workshops, of their clients who have gotten great results. Now you want to do whatever you can to get information from past clients about what results have you helped them get. So if you can do a quick video testimonial through a screen share call and have them answer questions to talk about how you helped them, that's extremely valuable. You can share those video testimonials on social media, on your website, maybe even written testimonials with their photo. Anything that you can do to really show off your real results, that's what's going to help you set yourself apart and position yourself as the best at what you do. Because people want proof and validation that you really are who you say you are and you really do what you say you're going to do. So our last and final tip on how to position yourself as the best is to make sure you have a high quality premium look. So when people, let's say if they're shopping at the mall, they know they want to buy the best shoes that day. And they are going through the mall, they're looking at stores. They are not gonna go into a store that's dark or that has low quality products all in the front windows. They are probably gonna go into the store that's bright, that looks upscale, that looks classy, or that has beautiful products displayed, because they are shopping for the best that day. Maybe if they were shopping for the cheapest option that day and really on a tight budget, maybe they would end up in the dark, dingy store that has lower quality clothes. But if they know in their mind that they want to buy the best that day, they are visually looking for that before they even go into the store to make a purchase. And if visually the store does not communicate that, they keep walking. They're not going to go into the store and ask questions and wonder, like, are you really producing great products or giving great products out in here, because it doesn't look like it. That's not what people do. So it's the same thing when people are deciding what business to work with and which one do they consider the best in their minds. So they're making a judgment based on how your business is presenting itself in the online space. So if somebody, let's say they have your website pulled up, they have one of your competitors' websites pulled up, they have another competitor's website pulled up. If they have all three of these sites pulled up, because consumers are more savvy than ever, they're comparing their options more than ever, and yours looks visually like it's a lower quality service, lower tier, that person that's looking for the best is going to close out your site so quick and you won't even be an option anymore. So if you want to position yourself as the best, as an actual serious, high level, experienced business owner, you just have to invest in the look. There's no way around that. Hi, LaKendra, thanks for joining. And the way you do this is through a quality rebranded website, typically is how people do this. And this does require an investment. It does require a little bit of time, but with the right guidance, it's a very easy process and it'll set your business way, way above the rest of the crowd. So as consumers are doing their price shopping or their, I guess their comparison of which business they want to go with, like if they're looking for a career coach, they're looking for that executive coach, whatever it is that you do, if they're comparing different options, you want them to instantly see, as soon as they discover you online, you want them to instantly see what sets you apart and be able to see visually that you're that top-notch, high-caliber quality option so they don't overlook you. And that is done with the way you brand yourself and the way you present yourself in a high quality way online, like through your website online. So to quickly recap, my tips for how to position yourself as the top option is to make sure you are clear on the value you provide and what makes you different. And make sure that value actually is relevant for your target client. So when you're really specific about your target client, you know what outcome is ideal for them, and you really position your offer around what that particular client wants. Tip number two is to make sure you show real life examples of results that you've gotten and of what you do. And then tip number three is to make sure you have your quality look that you invest in. So as people are comparing options and looking at different options online, you instantly set yourself apart visually to communicate the right message. So those are my three quick tips. And if you want to chat about possibly working together on rebranding your site so you can be positioned as the top option, you can use the link in the description here to set up a complimentary brand discovery session. And I can chat with you to see if it is a good fit. So thank you so much for checking out this video. And I will see you guys in the next one.